12:41, and welcome back to Newsbeat with myself, Shafiq Morton. The public service is estimated to be losing about 3.9 billion rand each year due to ghost workers. What is a ghost worker? A ghost worker is somebody who doesn't actually exist and who gets paid, but the money goes to somebody who is not a ghost worker. So let's say I'm working for Voice of the Cape and I manage to create somebody else working in the building. I get two salaries instead of one, which is fraud. It's against the law. It's a crime. This figure was presented to Parliament and processes are in motion, we've been told, to try and prevent this. But online for comment is Dr. Saisman Motlong, who is lecturer of political studies and international relations at the Northwest University. Dr. Motlong, welcome to Newsbeat.
Oh, thanks for having me and greetings to your listeners.
Greetings to you as well. What do you make of this? What's going on in Parliament? There seems to be a lot of talk about getting ghost workers off the books, but not so much action. But I mean, we're losing nearly 4 billion rand a year to people who should not be getting money from the state.
Yeah, I think when we talk about action, there's a need to really assess at first, because if what kind of action should be done, I think it's about stopping payments to certain people. And if we are not sure that you stop the relevant person's money, you'll realize that some people will be working and don't get paid at the end. So I think what they want to do is ascertain who really should be paid and not. And from there on, once you've understood who should be removed, then you can clean that payroll. I think this is what a government is starting to do.
Are you encouraged by it? Because it would certainly mean significant savings to the fiscus, and money would be able to be allocated to some very urgent issues that the country needs to see to.
Yeah, you can say encouraged, yet it's a disappointing reality to come to terms with, because it says over all this time, for how many years has this been happening? It shows us that monitoring and compliance in government institutions has been neglected for so long. And I think government is starting to do this because of that stress on their fiscus. They can't afford, I think, to keep on paying a wage bill. And so for them to start to review indeed that, why is the wage bill so large? I'm not sure, has it been increasing as well? So somebody had to look into this thing, the sustainability of the wage bill. So it's kind of like mixed feelings to say, yeah, we encourage that something is happening, but why did it happen at first?
Is there any indication at what level this is occurring? Is it at municipal level? Is it at government department level? I mean, where exactly can we locate where it's happening, or is it just endemic, like a disease?
No, just say it's a blanket. It's all over. Recent reports where, I think in education, the teachers, even ghost students, you know, or learners. Certain schools would say they have 1,000 learners, but maybe 700. And these 300, maybe they take the subsidies, you know, principals and whoever is implicated there. So there's in schools, there is in municipalities, government departments, several years, maybe 2 years back, we understood it was there at Transnet. And we can also go into this expanded public programs, EPWP, CWP. If you look into that as well, you could find there are ghost workers there. So it's throughout where government is dishing out money, there's likely to be this kind of a problem.
Because the reports certainly seem to be telling us that investigations, if they're not underway, they will be underway quite soon. And the caution that you expressed initially, that you have to double check, was also expressed. And I think we can certainly understand that. You don't want to unfairly prejudice somebody who's genuinely working and genuinely earning the salary that they should be earning. But here again, there's another question. Nobody seems to be talking about, what do we do to the individuals we find taking these ghost salaries? I mean, surely they should be sent to jail.
Yeah, they should be sent to jail. And I think government has to also be punitive. Look, how many years have you been taking that money? And if it's worth your house, take that house. Take the proceeds of this work. The government has to be ruthless in dealing with corruption. There has to be that message to the public and those who are dealing with the public sector that you can't steal from the public. I think it's mainly to do that. If we so much talk about Ubuntu and whatnot, we allow people who robbed and undermined opportunities for others to get away with so many things. So I think in terms of consequence management, there has to be a very ruthless approach towards this.
Do you think we will see this at the end of the day? Because we're living in very nervous political times. The ruling party, I wouldn't have to convince you, is pretty much under threat of losing significant amount of votes going into the next two elections.
I think and hope really that we will see this being implemented. Like I said earlier, more than even saying we want to be trustworthy to pay Etsotetsi because they are working, it's a burden on government in terms of the wage bill. So I think in terms of their financial planning, they are looking really into this. So it's something that government will take forward.
And a final question to put some glass into the water to make the glass half full of water. You at least encouraged by the fact that we're discussing the issue today and that it does seem as if something might be done about it.
Definitely. It's part of good governance and really prudent financial use. So this is something I'm really hopeful, looking at it with optimism.
Dr. Sesemann Motlong, who is lecturer of political studies and international relations at the Northwest University. Thank you so much for joining us. Everything of the best.
Keep well. Thank you. Appreciate it.